I'm Chris Hickey, KUAR News. Residents of the Wright Avenue neighborhood, just south of Central High School in Little Rock, are making efforts to revamp their community in the face of high crime rates and deteriorating buildings. Here's a look at what's ahead. Annie Abrams, a longtime social activist and resident along Wright Avenue, recalled a time when the area stood for the grandeur of its homes and residents.
This was a neighborhood as classy as anything you think. In Chennault now, but this was the Chennault.
Demographic shifts and periods of disinvestment have led to significant changes for the neighborhood, which many now perceive as just an area of high crime and poverty. But Abrams, other community leaders, and city officials gathered at the newly rebranded Wright Avenue Neighborhood Resource Center to challenge those perceptions. The area has a little bit of everything, says Neighborhood Association President Willard Proctor.
As you go through the neighborhood, you'll see like diamonds in the rough. I mean, there's some areas that are really beautiful and you're like, you know, it's like, wow, you know, it really has a lot of potential. But then you can drive down and you know, you'll see prostitutes and, you know, all sorts of other things as well.
Abandoned buildings are another problem. That's one reason Sheila Miles, herself a former Neighborhood Association president, is working with the city come up with a neighborhood plan.
Some of the things that we're focusing on include public safety, beautification, housing development, and commercial development.
Andre Bernard, director of the city's Department of Housing and Neighborhood Programs, says the center, with its staff devoted to code enforcement, community policing, and social work, has to work together on many issues in order to strengthen the community.
Anytime you go out and work with a family, they may have issues with truancy with the child, but those things might overlap with some criminal activity, or those things might overlap with needing some tutoring.
Bernard says addressing those holistic family needs will be an essential part of the Resource Center's focus. Chris Hickey, KUAR News.